Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Lenten series following Jesus as He takes His journey to the cross and resurrection. Join us as we follow Jesus doing what He was born to do to save us all.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Mark 15, 29 through 30. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." Over the past few episodes, our team has taught about events leading up to Jesus' crucifixion, including his trial, condemnation, and the journey to Golgotha. How does a crowd go from welcoming and honoring the Messiah riding in on a donkey just a week before to this behavior? Let's delve deeper into the different reactions of the crowd and the religious leaders, exploring the symbolism and implications of their words during the crucifixion of Jesus. 3 of the Gospels capture how the crowd behaved, so I'll pull in a little of all 3 today. It comes from Matthew 27, Mark 15, and Luke 23. The first is a misunderstanding of the temple imagery. In Luke's account, the crowd and soldiers mock Jesus by challenging him to save himself if he's the chosen one. They refer to the destruction of the temple, unaware that Jesus is alluding to the temple of his body. The symbolism lies in the irony that Jesus, the true temple, is being destroyed to bring about the ultimate reconciliation between God and humanity. This is probably a reference to John 2:19, when the Jews demanded that Jesus give them a sign to prove his authority in clearing the temple from people who exchanged money for sacrifices needing to be made at the temple. And this was a charge against Jesus, leading to his crucifixion. The second is the crowd's mockery. They threw out taunts and insults taken from Matthew. The crowd's mockery reveals the fickle nature of public opinion. The same people who may have welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna are now taunting him. Symbolically, their insults represent the broader rejection of Jesus as the promised Messiah. Influenced by societal expectations and shifting sentiments, the crowd turns against him. They expected a king that would conquer, not suffer a criminal's death by hanging on a cross and, in their observation, unable to get down. The third is the challenge to save himself, taken from Mark. The crowd challenges Jesus to prove his divinity by saving himself from the cross. Their words echo the temptation in the wilderness where Satan urged Jesus to perform miracles to validate his identity. The symbolism lies in the misunderstanding of Jesus' mission. While the crowd expects a triumphant earthly king, Jesus fulfills a higher purpose of redemption through suffering. Then we see the religious leaders' responses. They reacted with a sarcastic distrust taken from Matthew. The chief priests, scribes, and elders join the mockery, expressing sarcastic distrust in Jesus' identity. They question his claim to be the Son of God and the Savior. Symbolically, their words highlight the spiritual blindness of those who should have recognized the Messiah. The religious leaders reject Jesus, demonstrating a refusal to acknowledge the divine revelation in their midst. The religious leaders responded with a derisive challenge taken from Mark. The religious leaders and scribes challenged Jesus to come down from the cross, promising belief if he did so. This challenge reflects a misunderstanding of Jesus' mission and the nature of his kingship. Symbolically, their words illustrate the tension between earthly expectations of power and Jesus' divine purpose. They seek a display of power that aligns with worldly standards, missing the profound significance of Jesus' sacrificial love. And they reacted with a mockery of his kingship, taken from Luke. In Luke's account, the religious leaders mock Jesus for saving others but not himself, deriding his claim to be king of the Jews. Symbolically, their mockery highlights the paradoxical nature of Jesus' kingship. He's a king who saves through self-sacrifice, challenging conventional notions of power and authority. So in summary, the reactions of the crowd and religious leaders symbolize the broader human tendency to misunderstand divine purposes, prioritize worldly expectations, and reject God's revelation when it challenges preconceived notions. This exploration can lead us to reflect on our own predispositions and openness to the transformative message of Lent. These events connect to the Lenten season in the theme of repentance and self-reflection. Let's consider our own actions, attitudes, and the ways we may unintentionally contribute to the metaphorical crowd in our lives. Who do we listen to when our beliefs get challenged? I know I'd like to think I'm not wishy-washy and that I listen to people because I'm open-minded, but I have been swayed by the pole of public opinion. I'm glad I wasn't in the crowd that day to have my actions tested. We've all seen and heard about crowd and mob mentality in the news. It happens. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, the crowd mocked you. The crowd mocked you while you hung on that cross. Lord, I pray for wisdom for all of us. Lord, help us not allow ourselves to be spiritually blind. You can fulfill Scripture in any way that you want to. In James, you tell us that if we want wisdom, all we have to do is ask and it'll be given to us. Earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom are so different. May you grant us divine wisdom and the way to know the difference from earthly wisdom as we learn to know your voice better and better each day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.